First, some bad news. There's going to be no increase in personal allowances for the next tax year. That's 2010-11. And that's a good example of what economists call fiscal drag. It's an equivalent to a rise in income tax. So the personal allowance for somebody not yet 65 is going to remain at £6,475. Just to put this into perspective and be fair to Alistair, it did actually go through quite a reasonable jump from 2008-09 to the current tax year. It rose, if you recall, from just over 6,000 to the current just shy of 6,500. So that's a fairly solid increase. So if you were to argue that it didn't go up and went up again in 2011, then that would be 7.3% over 2 years, which is about 3.7 per annum, which wouldn't be too bad. Age allowance is, of course, frozen, but I think it's fair, in Alistair's defence, to say that pensioners have done fairly well with some quite reasonable increases in the age allowance, although, of course, those are means-tested. It was announced earlier in the year that the personal allowance for people whose, I love this phrase, net relevant income exceeded £100,000 would be reduced by £1 for every £2 in excess of that £100,000 limit. Now, that net relevant income, remember, is your income after loss relief, some gross gift aid contributions, and some personal pension contributions. Although when you do the numbers on that, and we looked at this in the tax update series and a little bit further in the other events that I've had the pleasure of standing in front of you on, the marginal rate of tax within that bracket is 60%. And you need to remember too, please, that the personal allowance completely disappears when your net relevant income reaches twice the personal allowance in excess of 100. So what does that mean? Somebody with an income of £112,950 would get no personal allowance whatsoever. Now, there are no changes to the thresholds for basic and higher rate tax, so no new news there. And of course, the individual's where an individual's taxable income exceeds £150,000, then we're going to get a new super rate of tax of 50% from 2010-11. And of course, the dividends rate for the super taxpayers rises equally by 10% from 32.5% to 42.5%.